We are moving closer to the start of the AFL's pre-season competition, and season 2017 will be with us before you know it. So let's head into the Fremantle camp, and Nick Subin is good enough to join us on Sports Talk. G'day, Nick.
G'day, how are you going?
Yeah, well, how would you describe the pre-season so far?
Oh, yeah, no, it's been a really, really enjoyable. Obviously, pre-seasons are really hard and really challenging, but, yeah, we've really enjoyed going in on a daily basis and trying to improve the playing group.
Last time we saw you on the park, you're a premiership player for Peel Thunder. How was that experience 4 years on from achieving the same feat with Claremont?
Yeah, look, it was a great experience. Obviously, to be with the other Peel Thunder guys and the AFL guys as well, it was really, really great experience and great, so I suppose experience for the young guys to play in a grand final and a final series. And yeah, no, I had a great time doing it. And two-time premiership player is, pretty good to put on my resume, put it that way.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good to me. Most punters probably scoff at the idea of the AFL pre-season games actually meaning something. This year it's called the Community Series. But based on where things finished up last year, how much is to be gained from your pre-season fixtures in the coming weeks? What are the things you're looking for?
Yeah, look, I suppose we just want to really get in and try and improve on last year. And I think those practice games really will set us up for the year and for round one. So we'll just be looking to get minutes into each player and trying to improve as a playing group and individually and really work on the things that we've been trying to implement in pre-season get that going for the season ahead.
And coming off a year that was one that fell below expectation, it's not necessarily refocusing as a group, but also individually. I mean, there'd be certain players that are low on confidence. Obviously, you've got to ensure that they don't drag that with them into a new year.
Yeah, look, we're obviously in the pre-season phase at the moment, so every player is just trying to improve, and as a team, we're trying to improve as well. So, like I said before, you know, we're just really focused on getting in each day and improving and trying to become better footballers.
Before that starts, there's a matter of voting in the club's leadership group. Have you been surprised at the amount of speculation around that as far as whether there will be a change in captain at the Dockers this year?
Yeah, look, obviously we have a process that's in place and we all stand up and vote for the leadership group. And yeah, look, it's a bit surprising, but, you know, that'll take care of itself and we all get up and vote and, we'll see who's in the leadership group from that.
So how does it work, Nick? So it's an open ballot. Can you give us an idea of how that works in voting the club's captain and vice-captains?
Yeah, so we all get up and we lay our votes out on the table. I think it's a 5-4-3-2-1 or a 3-2-1. I'm not sure exactly which one it is, but yeah, we all get up and we read our votes out and that forms the leadership group.
Speaking to Fremantle Docker Nick Subin on Sports Talk this afternoon. For those with us around WA and also nationally on ABC Grandstand Digital, there was a little bit of trade speculation around your name last year, but you have been a part of this group for 8 years yourself. Is it something you'd like to do in terms of coming into a leadership role?
Oh, it's something I haven't really thought about. Personally, I'm just trying to improve as a footballer and, like I said before, just get into the club each day and try and get better. And that's really my focus at the moment is trying to improve and become a better player and really cement a spot in the side. It's going to be challenging. Lots of guys are stepping up and, it's going to be very exciting and challenging for spots this year.
It is a tough time of year. Is there anything a player can do to make pre-season more enjoyable?
Oh, I think just the morale, you know, like the morale around the group's been really positive and that really helps drive the boys to get through, day by day. And like I said, just to get better, you know, we're all out there and we want to improve and that really drives everyone through the hard slogs of pre-season.
Harley Bennell, obviously a disappointing year last year to miss with injury. By all reports, he's looking as good as anyone. What have you seen from him so far this year?
Yeah, look, Harley, I don't know Harley's sort of specific program. I know he's still in rehab and he's really progressing well. That would be sort of a question for the fitness staff or someone a bit higher than me. But from what I've seen in his rehab, he's going really well.
And Cam McCarthy, how's he going?
Yeah, look, he's, I think it's been quoted, Ballers a couple of weeks ago. He's a beast. He's really, really impressed with the way he's gone about his training and, he's looking really good and we'll throw a bit of a different different look for sides that we play against up in our forward line. So yeah, look, really excited with the guys that we got in. They're really impressing, and he's no different.
And just lastly, the AFL Women's League officially underway Friday week, with pre-season games already underway. Frio look like a really well-resourced team under Michelle Cowan. Have you had much to do with the women's team at this early stage?
No, I haven't had a lot to do with them. Obviously, you know, we're trying to prepare for our season. But, yeah, look, it's very exciting that the girls get to get out there and play in the next couple of weeks. And, yeah, look, we're wishing them all the best, and we really hope that they can go well. And, you know, I'm sure we'll get down and support them for a couple of games throughout their season.
And as you look ahead to your season, 2017, are there certain games that you look at that are of a higher significance? I know that we talk about the 1 week at a time and all the usual cliches, but do players pay attention to certain dates in the calendar as far as what they like to achieve across the year?
Not really. I suppose for us at the moment, it's just sort of preparing for round one, and that's really our focus. Yeah, there's no real game that stands out. We just want to perform well in all of them.
Nick, appreciate your time. I'm sure we'll chat again throughout 2017.
No worries. Thank you.